This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites. Good afternoon. Frida Liu here with Richard Bradbury. Our question today is, what is Malaysia's biggest tourism pool? We do have a poll happening on Instagram and Twitter at BFM Radio. We also have WhatsApp 01878988899. You've all been very quiet there. We'll get to the poll results a little later, or as we close the show. But meantime, we've got a story on Disney. This is big. Disney will be shutting down the majority of its TV channels in Southeast Asia and Hong Kong later this year, and the decision was reportedly revealed to its staff during a town hall session Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so this is according to a report by Content Asia. The reason behind the move was apparently, as we're hearing about, due to a shift of focus to the direct-to-consumer business model in the form of streaming service. And as you might know, the company has begun to offer Disney Plus in places like Singapore and Indonesia. And we are hearing rumblings and a bit of a major sign that the service will be offered in Malaysia fairly soon.
Right, so Content Asia has also listed the 18 channels that will be closed by Disney. Disney Channels, Disney Channel, Disney Junior, Fox Channels. We've got Fox Crime. Where am I going to get my CSI? Fox Life, FX, Fox Movies, Fox Action Movies, Fox Family Movies, Fox Sports, from National Geographic Channels, the Nat Geo People, Star Channels, Star Movies China, SEM Legends, Star Sports One. I'm not reading all of it because there's a lot. Others include Channel V. So the closure of these channels will apparently take place on 1st October 2021, and only four channels will continue to be operational, including National Geographic Channel, Nat Geo Wild, Star Chinese Channel and Star Chinese Movies. And the report also noted that the town hall session on Tuesday did not discuss the impact of this decision to exiting Disney staff within Southeast Asia and Hong Kong.
So this decision will likely have a huge impact on Astro and Unify TV if this report proves to be true, with the exception of Disney Channel and Disney Junior, which have already been pulled from Astro earlier this year. I think Arvin spoke about this before as well. And from that list you were just mentioning, Frida, many of them are currently available on both pay TV platforms, especially those that are under the Fox banner. Not only that, the three Fox sports channels carry plenty of major sporting events, Formula One, the Australian Open, the US Open, and many more. And as live sports have always been seen as a major crowd puller for pay TV services in Malaysia, this cannot bode well for both Astro and Unify TV. And for now, though, even Disney's broadcasting partners seem to be caught by surprise. Astro have come back and said, we can't confirm nor deny this thing. Right. We're still waiting to hear back more details.
Right. This is major. This is your main source of income for some. Like, I guess like with Unify TV, it's not really, you know, they've got Unify and this was an add-on kind of thing. But, you know, I'm just thinking of the other channel as well. It was already moving in that direction. This is sort of like a nail in the coffin sort of thing.
Yep. You know, this is going to be a real problem for people who, you know, have relied on these pay-per-view for watching their sports, you know, and a lot of people still do it. I know most people that I know who subscribe to these cable TV things only do it now to watch sports,
right? What's football available on? I have no idea, as you can see.
I don't even know anymore.
Right? But this is going to, you know, if you're talking about the major sporting tournaments and in, I don't know, I guess your cricket and what have you as well.
Golf and Formula One and everything. It's going to be gone.
Right. So people are already watching it on other aspects and with Disney Plus as well. I guess it's going to be their offerings as well. And people just sort of, you know, going on that model, right? And how things have changed, Rich.
Well, back in the day, it's going to be that question of we're already subscribing to all of these things, you know, and now are you ready to put your hand in your pocket one more time to subscribe to this so that you can watch your sports and whatever? And it's a lot to ask of people right now. Mm. But then again, a lot of people are still sat at home. They want entertaining.
Right. Because, I mean, if you look at I'm just giving you an alternative. You know, if you're subscribed to Astro or you're subscribed to Netflix, let's just give the example, is a lot, you know, a lot more cheaper if you're just going with Netflix, right? So I guess that's the game right now. This is the deal breaker, and this is what's going to be changing the game. Is if they're pulling out, cannot confirm nor deny,
Well, there you go. And that's our final story of today, of course. The question that we've been asking you, though, all the way through the show is, what do you think is Malaysia's biggest tourism pull? The final numbers on the poll. A little bit of a move, Frida,
right?
On nature and beaches, up to 52.2%, 41.1% on food, 5% on shopping, and that 1.7% was on other.
Right. So, yeah, more people to the beaches and nature. And, you know, but someone made an interesting comment, right? For the outsiders is nature and beaches, and for us is our food. You know, so stay tuned because after news at one, we've got the Breakfast Grill replay. And today we have Dato' Sri Dr. Mohamed Azman bin Dato' Aziz Mohamed, who is the CEO of SOCSO, which is our Social Security Organization, or otherwise known as PROKESO. It's a government agency established to implement and administer the social security schemes under the Employees Social Security Act 1969, and the CEO will be coming on to talk about their role in social protection, helping members with the financial and health impacts of COVID-19, how SOCSO manages their finances, investments, and more. So that's happening after news at 1. Enterprise BizBytes will be back on Friday. So until then, you know, enjoy the break tomorrow. Thanks, Richard Bradbury.
My pleasure.
And of course, this is Frida Liu. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.